Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So today we're talking a bit about animals and humans living very close together. Mm. Now, in your time in Taiwan, have you ever kind of come up close and personal with an unexpected wild animal?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I lived in a house on a mountain outside of Taipei, and we had stick insects, the very large stick insects. Scorpions.
Oh, that's a bit
we
more...
We had centipedes. We had snakes. Yeah.
Snakes?
Yeah, we had snakes in our garden. We had frogs. And behind the house, there was a forest area.
Uh-huh.
And I always heard big things moving around down there. I never went down and I always said, oh, they must be dogs. Just a
Fingers
little family
crossed.
Of dogs. But I have no idea what they were. How about you? Have you seen any surprising wild animals
not
in Taiwan?
So much surprise. You know, monkeys out there.
Monkeys, sure, yeah.
I'm always disappointed when I go out into the country that nothing jumps out at me. What we did see up on Maokong was holes in the ground. What made those? We think they were pangolins.
Those
kind of little sort of scaly mammal things.
Bony type anteater looking.
Very rare and almost extinct, so we have to protect them. But we never saw one, just the holes.
And they dig holes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what animals live up close with humans in today's article, which is Wild City, and it's about Singapore.
Reading.
Wild City. Singapore is considered to be one of the most modern cities in the world. However, there is another side to this island nation that many people aren't aware of. Singapore is also home to over 40,000 different species of animals. Animal Planet's latest show, Wild City, uses high-tech cameras to show the hidden lives of these creatures that live right next to the big city. Just 25 kilometers from the city center is a wetland reserve where many of these animals live. This includes the world's largest reptile, the saltwater crocodile. These crocodiles can grow to be 6 meters long and weigh over 1 ton. They spend most of their lives alone, searching for food, and will attack anything that invades their turf. One animal they frequently cross paths with is the smooth-coated otter. Unlike crocodiles, otters are social creatures that live in close family packs. Like humans, otter parents stay together for life to raise their children. Otters can also be friendly towards humans. Sometimes, they will even play and pose for pictures when hikers spot them in shallow waters.
So we start off by talking about Singapore and saying Singapore is considered to be one of the most modern cities in the world. I've not been, but I've heard it's very modern, fancy, got everything connected up.
Absolutely. A lot of new buildings, a lot of new technology. They're always putting up giant hotels. And
yeah, they've got wonderful transport systems
for
people.
All that kind of stuff. It's a city that's really grown a lot in the last just 20 or 30 years. But as the article says, however, there is another side to this island nation that many people aren't aware of. Yes, absolutely. Singapore there is described as an island nation. It's a country on an island, basically. You all probably know that Singapore is quite small, but what we think of as the city is just one part of the island of Singapore, which is quite a bit larger. This is something that you might or might not be aware of, all right? This adjective, to be aware, is spelled A-W-A-R-E, aware, Basically, to be aware is to know about something, to know it's there. If you read the news, you're aware of what's going on mm-hmm. in the world. If you look at your Facebook feed a lot, you'll probably be very aware of what your friends are doing, what they're talking about. It just means you know about it. This is information that you have heard. It's in your brain in case you need it. For example, it's Michelle's birthday today.
Huh?
I wasn't aware of that.
Me neither.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know.
Yes, we often use the preposition of to be aware of something.
So we see here that Singapore is also home to over 40,000 different species of animals.
40,000?
40,000.
4,000 would have surprised me, but 40,000?
Maybe a lot of them, you know, insects, birds, fish
yeah,
are all included in
that's
that.
That's true.
So
wow, but still, that's a big number.
It's a lot, Now, if we say something is home to something else, we mean a place is where these things live, you know. So A is home to B, B lives in A. Mm. That easy. And here we're talking about species.
Yes, a species, it's basically a kind of animal, all right? These animals are different from other types of animals. They can reproduce with themselves, so mommy animal and daddy animal can make baby animal. But if mommy animal meets a daddy animal from another species, that probably won't work, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't have a lion and a shark making babies.
Oh, but if they could, they'd be amazing.
That would be awesome, but also terrifying. But anyway, so we talk about tigers, lions, cheetahs, leopards. These are all different species of big cats, all right? They're all different types of animals.
So we're now talking about the actual show because this is an Animal Planet show. Animal Planet's latest show, Wild City, uses high-tech cameras to show the hidden lives of these creatures that live right next to the big city.
Now, with 40,000 different species, they must be spread out around the island. And that seems to be the case. It says just 25 kilometers from the city center is a wetland reserve where many of these animals live. A reserve is kind of like a park. It's a protected area. And if it's a wetland, that means it's kind of like swamp. It's an area that's not quite hard, dry land, not quite water. It's a good place for ducks and birds and lots of other animals like that to live in this wetland reserve.
Now, in that last sentence, we saw that these wetlands are where many animals live, okay? We've used there a where clause, subject and verb, and then either a noun or a pronoun, okay? Here's another example of how we can use this kind of clause. This is the home where I grew up as a child.
Oh.
So where kind of means the place where or the place that or something like that. We're using it to show a location. Now here we're saying these animals live in these fantastic wetlands and they're only just a few kilometers away from the city center.
That's right. A kilometer is spelled K-I-L-O-M-E-T-E-R. K-I-L-O-M-E-T-E-R. It's a noun. A kilometer is a unit of measurement. We measure distances or how far away things are using kilometers. It's quite a large distance. It's 1,000 meters. All right. Kilometers are generally used when we're talking about the distances we drive or travel between cities or something like that. So if a place is 100 kilometers away, once you get on the highway, it should take you around an hour to get there. But if you're traveling by plane, you're probably traveling for thousands of kilometers, much larger.
And thousands
distances.
Of kilometers in the air.
You could go up 1,000 kilometers if you're going to space.
Yeah. Okay. And as we mentioned, they live in wetlands. Now, there are wetlands near Taipei, the Guandu area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've walked around in there. I went a few weeks ago.
Okay.
In fact,
lots of mosquitoes?
No. I had insect stuff on. I saw butterflies, birds. Lizards, crabs, and water buffalo.
Oh, interesting.
But here in this reserve, which as Mike said is a protected area for wildlife and rare plants, there are some really cool animals. As we see in the article, it says this, so this set of animals in the wetlands, this includes the world's largest reptile, the saltwater crocodile.
Wow.
Oh, yes, indeed. I love these. Now, first, what is a reptile? Well, a reptile, it's an animal. It does have a spine or backbone, but it has dry, scaly skin. It lays soft-shelled eggs in places. So reptiles are crocodiles, turtles, snakes, most lizards, all of those things. And they're usually equally comfortable in water and on land.
Very interesting. And these are very large reptiles.
Oh, yeah.
As we will learn right now, it says these crocodiles, the saltwater crocodiles, I think they call them salties.
Do they?
Down in Australia.
Could be.
Yeah, these saltwater...
Just a croc.
That's right. They're huge. They can grow to be 6 meters long and weigh over 1 ton.
Wow,
that is huge. So I'm a little bit less than 2 meters tall. So 3 of me standing up, that's about as long as one of these.
Have you seen one of these?
I have, well, maybe in a zoo, but certainly on television
one.
I have. They're
I
huge.
I saw one in an aquarium in Melbourne.
Oh, okay,
so
in Australia.
I was right on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
It was over 5 meters.
Wow.
So I could have lain down full out inside its stomach.
Yes.
It was like looking at a dinosaur, a real dinosaur.
Amazing.
It was a monster. I couldn't stop watching it.
And I'm sure having you lay in its stomach would be wonderful
for the crocodile.
He would be quite happy with that situation.
It was a she.
Well, there you go. And they're very heavy too. It says they weigh over 1 ton.
A ton. Now, this is another unit of measurement, like we just talked about kilometers. Now we're talking about tons. Now, there are different kinds of tons. A metric ton is 1,000 kilograms. It's like gram, kilogram, ton, always going up in thousands, stuff like that. In some other parts of the world, they use the word ton, or sometimes spelled T-O-N-N-E instead of T-O-N, and it's just over 1,000 kilograms. It's using an older system of measurements, but basically, for you guys, ton, T-O-N, is going to be 1,000 kilograms. Here's an example sentence. This special elevator can carry around 2 tons of goods.
Wow.
So 2,000 kg, which is more than most elevators, so it's probably a special one you get, you know, at a ship port when it's taking stuff off ships and
That's
so on.
It's about the weight of a small truck or something
or
like that.
Yeah, or one of these big crocodiles.
That's right. There you go. 2 crocodiles in the elevator only, please. All right, let's move down and find out what these saltwater crocodiles do when they're not scaring me. It says they spend most of their lives alone, searching for food, and will attack anything that invades their turf. Aw, isn't that sweet? No, that's kind of scary.
Yes,
they're very, very big. They live alone, so they're not kind of a family animal like lions might live in a group or dogs live in a group. No, they live on their own. They're very independent. They go searching for food most of the time because they're very big. They need a lot of food, and they're not picky. They will eat almost anything, especially anything that invades their turf. Crocodiles, like many other animals, will have turf or a territory, an area of the land or of the forest or whatever, the wetlands, that's kind of theirs. This is where I hang out. This is my neighborhood. This is my home. And if you come into my home without being invited, you are invading my home. That's what this verb means. To invade is basically to go into a place, often with force or, you know, in a sort of angry or aggressive way when you haven't been asked to come in. We often use this when talking about wars, right? Wars start when one country invades the other country. They didn't get asked to come in to help out or to go to the Olympics or something. They go in with their army and they say, right, we're here, we're taking over. Well, if that territory is controlled by a crocodile, it's going to bite you. It's going to be angry because no one wants to be invaded. And we have this word turf, which I kind of mentioned.
Turf is territory. Now, let's talk about another animal. One animal the crocodiles, frequently cross paths with is the smooth-coated otter. Now, there we've got an adverb, frequently, F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T-L-Y, frequently. That just means often or regularly. It's something that happens a lot, okay? For example, Betty is a smart student, so she frequently gets A's on her tests. And these otters, which we'll talk about in a moment, they frequently cross paths with crocodiles. And the phrase cross paths with is today's shortcut for you. Let's check it out and find out what it means.
Shortcut for you. there. I'm glad to see you again.
Me too.
We haven't crossed paths in a long time.
What? There's a cross on this path. Is there a church here?
No, not that kind of cross.
What do you mean?
The phrase cross paths with means to meet someone, usually by chance.
Oh, I see. Cross paths with somebody means 与某人不期而遇。
That's right. Since we're both here now, are you free for lunch?
Thanks, but I can't. I have too much work.
Really?
Yes, I hope I don't cross paths with my boss on the way back to my job.
So, crocodiles cross paths with otters. Mm. Not so good for the otter.
No.
What's an otter?
Not exactly so good. An otter is a small aquatic animal, I guess you could say. It can live on the land, but it spends a lot of its time in the water. They come in different shapes and sizes, but they're very cute. A lot of people like otters. They have sort of a small kind of dog-like face,
and
a little bit like a seal maybe as well, but they have fur on them, which is a little different from many animals that live in the water. And they have, you know, four legs, long tails, which they use to swim and which they use to protect themselves. They often live in families, and they're very, very cute, and they do little cute things with their hands, like eating
shells.
They hold
hands when they're in the
water. They hold hands, and they're just so cute.
Yeah. Now, as Mike said, unlike crocodiles, otters are social creatures that live in close family packs. Mm. A pack is the name for a group of animals, and we usually use it for dogs, wolves, and animals that are kind of similar to those. Mm-hmm. So, as otters are kind of like little river dogs, they're actually more like weasels, that's the family they're in, but they're a little bit like small river dogs. So, a pack of otters works pretty well. And we see, like humans, otter parents stay together for life to raise their children.
Wow, isn't that nice? So that means they form bonds that last until they die. If you do something for life, this phrase basically means for the entirety or for most of your life, and certainly up until you die. Generally, when people get married, they plan to stay married for life, forever.
We also see that otters can also be friendly towards humans. Be friendly towards just means they are friends with them. They're not scared. They will kind of go close to them, interact a little bit. It's a nice simple phrase, be friendly toward or towards. So what do otters do to be friendly?
Well, the next sentence of the article says, sometimes they will even play and pose for pictures when hikers spot them in shallow waters. Wow, these otters want to be famous or something like that.
Insta otter.
They're known for being very friendly animals, and they're also known for being very popular with people, right? If you go see the otters at the zoo, there'll always be a crowd of people there. And the otters are very cute and very social and very friendly, so they will play when visitors are around, when hikers just walking through the area, people walking through the area, they'll play and they'll maybe even pose for a picture. To pose for a picture is to stand in a certain spot, not move, while someone takes a picture. That's what models are paid to do. That's what you would do if someone's painting you. You might have to pose for hours in a painting. But of course, when you're with your friends and someone's like, hey, I want to take a picture. And then you do that, and then you stop for a moment, you're posing.
Yeah.
This happens when people spot them.
That's right.
When hikers spot them as they're going through the wetlands.
Yep, to spot, this is a verb, S-P-O-T, spot, means to see or notice something, especially something that's not easy to see. Usually if you spot something, you're trying to see it. You're sort of, okay, where is it? Or where is my friend? I can't spot him in the crowd. Another example could be the eagle spotted a rabbit in the grass far below it.
Ooh.
Now these hikers, they spot otters when they're in the shallow water.
That's right, when the otters are in the shallow water. If we're talking about water and we're talking about it being shallow, this adjective, spelled S-H-A-L-L-O-W, shallow, this adjective means not deep. All right, if you go to most swimming pools, there'll be the part of the pool that you can dive into from
deep.
Aboard. That will be the deep end of the pool. And then the other end where the water is just maybe 2 or 3
chest
feet deep.
Or stomach.
Just up to your stomach or something like that, where the young swimmers might go. That's the shallow part. You can touch your feet to the bottom of the pool very easily in the shallow part of the pool. For example, the river is quite shallow here, so we can easily walk across to the other side. You don't have to swim, you can just walk, it's so shallow.
Now you might notice that the article uses the word waters rather than water.
That's right, shallow waters.
And that's got a plural with an S on the end. And waters just means specifically the water of a particular sea, river, lake, or a bay, like a beach. So the waters are just the water in that area, sort of thing like that. So shallow waters would mean the shallow parts of the wetlands, not the deeper parts out further away from the land, but the bits close to the land, those waters. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first day of the article. We've met a couple of animals. Let's go to our For You chat question and maybe talk about some more.
For You chat.
So the question is, what is your favorite animal and why?
My favorite animal, or my favorite wild animal.
Wild animal,
yeah, because of course my favorite animal is my two cats.
Aww.
They're my favorites, but I like one more than the other. But
my
one is actually from my friend, so
He's
sort of adopted. Anyways, my favorite wild animal, well actually it might be a cat. Even as a kid, I always had a fascination with the cheetah.
Okay.
I always thought that's a very interesting animal. Of course, it's the fastest land animal.
Mm-hmm.
I also learned some things that it's also kind of half dog.
It is a bit,
yeah. Cheetahs can't pull their claws back like other cats can, which is unusual. And I also learned that some people have pet cheetahs.
Yes.
Which would be
neat.
You're
very rich.
I don't think I'd do that, but I also learned that if you have a pet cheetah, one way to lead it around is to pull it by its teeth.
That's dangerous.
They let you put your hand in their mouth.
Come
and
you can,
but only if the cheetah really likes you. But they're, of course, just very beautiful, amazing animals. What about you?
I like rhinos.
Rhinos?
Yeah, they're just big and they've got the horn. They're powerful
blind,
put out fires.
They're angry.
Yes.
They put out fires?
They put out fires. They
really?
Are nature's firefighters. If they see one, they will run over and stamp it out.
Okay.
Because they know it's dangerous for their habitat.
I thought they would just drink a lot of water and go over
Maybe not, no.
Interesting.
Right. Well, those are some of our favorite wild animals. What about yours? Have a talk about it and join us again tomorrow for part two of Wild City. See you then.
Wild City. Singapore is considered to be one of the most modern cities in the world. However, there is another side to this island nation that many people aren't aware of. Singapore is also home to over 40,000 different species of animals. Animal Planet's latest show, Wild City, uses high-tech cameras to show the hidden lives of these creatures that live right next to the big city. Just 25 kilometers from the city center is a wetland reserve where many of these animals live. This includes the world's largest reptile, the saltwater crocodile. These crocodiles can grow to be 6 meters long and weigh over 1 ton. They spend most of their lives alone, searching for food, and will attack anything that invades their turf. One animal they frequently cross paths with is the smooth-coated otter. Unlike crocodiles, otters are social creatures that live in close family packs. Like humans, otter parents stay together for life to raise their children. Otters can also be friendly towards humans. Sometimes, they will even play and pose for pictures when hikers spot them in shallow waters.
Vocabulary Review.
Aware. You have a brother? I wasn't aware of that. Is he older or younger than you? Kilometer. In this fun run, people have to run for 5 kilometers while monsters try to catch them. Ton. Blue whales are huge creatures that weigh well over 100 tons. Frequently. Marty has to work late for his job and frequently gets home after 9 p.m. spot. Lonnie looked at the crowd of people in the park, trying to spot his friend. Shallow. This end of the swimming pool is quite shallow, while the other end is deep.